Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. I pray that you are well this morning and in perfect health and spirit. I pray that your soul is blessed. Today is Transformation Thursday, and we will be transforming scripture into prayer this morning. And I hope that you are blessed by it, and that it really applies to your life and you are living the letters with purpose, hope, and love. Today, the scripture and prayer combination will be coming from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 and 21. For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which we are built together in Christ, we bow our knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that Father from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name. May he grant us out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself, indwelling our innermost being and personality. May Christ, through our faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in our hearts. May we be rooted deep in love and found securely on love, that we may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love, what is the breadth and length and height and depth of it, that we may really come to know practically through experience for ourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that we may be filled through all our being unto all the fullness of God, may have the richest measure of the divine presence, and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now to him who, by inconsequences of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare act or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be glory in church and in Christ Jesus, all generations, forever and ever. Amen, so be it. Amen, so be it. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21. What a powerful word that we can apply to our lives. Believe in it, stand in it, walk in it, embrace it. It's ours, so be it. The last three words of the scripture, so be it. Let it be done in your life. Go out, live the letters, transform the scriptures to who you are, to your walk, and let it abide in you. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the breath of life that's in us today, Lord. May we live it. May we walk it. May we be who you called us to be in Jesus' name. Amen. Have an amazing Thursday. God bless you. Be blessed. Be loved. Be joy. Be gladness. Be all that he's called you to be today. Have a great day. I love you.